The Cab Chat Show. Oh, I fucking love these geezers.
This is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what can get you. Your fever dream, can't you see you getting closer? Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open. It's a picture in the pulpit and your blind devotion. There's something breaking at the brick of every wall, it's holding all that you know. So tell me, do you want?
Yeah. and welcome to Cab Chat, whenever you might be listening, whether you're listening in the morning, whether you're listening in the afternoon, whether you're listening in the evening. That's the beauty of the Cab Chat podcast. You can listen whenever it's most convenient for you. Especially when you're working, driving the cab, you can stop it and start it, and then you don't miss one bit of the show. Not like a radio show when you turn the volume down when you've got a passenger in the cab, and you miss what's going on. With a podcast, you can just press pause and then restart it again. That's the beauty of it. Cab Chat, the greatest podcast out there. Loads of people are trying to imitate us. As I said last week, there's loads of podcasts popped up over the last year, but none of them are ever going to equal the first, the longest running, and the best, the greatest show, the Cab Chat radio show. Coming up in this week's show, we're going to be talking about the UTEG win over TfL with the Bishopsgate bus gate. We're also going to be talking about the Uber Employment Tribunal. We've got contributions from Drum Slayer. I thought last week's contribution was absolutely fantastic, and we'll be talking about that in the show. We've also got a contribution from a very loyal listener, someone who's been listening to the show since we first started doing it and contributes every now and then, Chris Wheeler. That's going to be coming up later in the show. Also, I've got a bit of a surprise for you all this week, and I'm not going to tell you what it is just yet. You're going to find out very, very soon when the show starts, actually. But what else is there to say? You're listening to the greatest show, Cab Chat Radio Show. If your friends don't listen to it, please get them to download and listen to Cab Chat. We could do with a few more listeners, a few more downloads. The problem with having so much time away from doing the show is that I think we've lost a few listeners. But we're still right up here. We're still beating all the others. So get your friends to download and listen. And of course, we're going to be doing the show, it looks like it, every single week from now on. So, on with the show. And I'll be back after this.
From London, we broadcast everywhere. We love you wherever you are. But you really do not care. Driving down the Kingsway or sitting on a stand. You think we have it sorted, but we have nothing planned.
So welcome to Cab Chat, and I've got a guest on this week's show, as I said earlier, and I think you might have guessed by the music that's playing in the background. It's,
what do you mean a guest?
I'm a co-
I feel like Eric Morecambe, you know, like at the end of the show he used to walk off like, and he'd go up with his hat and coat and his bag. That's how I feel. I know I'm
co-founder of Cab Chat.
Well, don't matter who co-founder. Don't start trying to ring me in on that lot. Is there a court case pending?
Well, hang on. We was listening earlier, wasn't we, to the first ever Cab Chat show, which we were surprised how long ago it was.
Absolutely. November of...
It was October the 27th of...
of 2014.
God, mate.
2014. How many years ago is that? Oh, that's...
Seven years ago
we started Cab Chat, but that's not when we first started doing all this rubbish.
No.
We started doing all this in August 2012.
Yeah, well, it was to... It came about at a time when the trade was at its lowest, wasn't it?
But don't forget, before that, I was doing the Super Cabbie podcast.
You were doing the podcast.
Doing the podcast as well, wasn't I? So
yeah.
It's like 10 years this year.
Oh, it's enough
10 years of podcasting.
It's enough to make you want to kiss the mother. 10 years of podcasting almost sounds like a venereal disease.
Yeah, it does, but don't it?
I've had 10 years of podcasting.
10 years of podcasting.
Yeah.
So you're back?
From outer space. I've come here with that look upon your face. I'm back. I hadn't really gone.
You weren't in the country, was you?
Well, all it was my geographical location had moved. That's
all. But you weren't on the show. You weren't on the show. I mean, we made that jingle for you and everything.
Oh, please.
Oh, look, the phone.
I've never told her not to phone me at the office.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Keep pestering me.
But that's gone now, anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm not here. She keeps phoning. Oh.
Yeah, but so you weren't in the country, were you?
No,
because you wasn't on the show. We made that jingle for you.
Yeah,
you
know, it was sad to go.
Yeah,
it was sad to go. It's just something came up at the time, and you know, it'd be stupid to. And it was awkward, really, as well. The facts was, as I had a bit of money, we were struggling. People were struggling in cabs and paying because we had the full. The Uber effect, where people were thinking they were getting a bargain, and this is, you know, it's a bit unfair.
Me sitting on rank, weren't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Put that in later.
Put that in later.
Yeah.
Because we just
and it's a bit unfair.
Chat.
Me sitting like with me pockets well wedged out. Do you know what I mean?
Because we had a laugh about that, didn't we?
And no one sort of like on the rank, like struggling to earn a biscuit, you know. So, you know, I just moved myself to the left a bit. I didn't do a lot of hours anyway, health reasons.
To the left a bit? You went to France?
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't matter.
There's a thing called the channel in between.
Yeah, but distance is just in the mind.
That's all right, I'll do the show from over there.
Well, trying to get a Wi-Fi link where I was. Couldn't even get electricity sometimes. You know, I said, honestly, it was... And you ever asked a Frenchman to plug an extension lead in for a bit of electricity?
Really?
No.
No?
No is everything. Everything is done. No, listen, once you explain you're not English, they turn into Cockneys.
Yeah?
So I'm like, how you doing, sweet? Once you go... You go, excuse me, pardon, well, you know, bit of French, you know, I do français, monsieur, excuse moi, no, what do they say? Not anglais, not English, not English, I'm Irish. The minute you say that, mate, they turn into super cockneys. All right, mate, do you know we invaded in 1066?
So you're back.
But I'm back.
And you decided to come on the show today because I started doing it last week. You contacted me and said, we've got to do a show.
Well, I've got to do a show because I was listening to Drum Slayer, which always. It popped up on my WhatsApp because. Not WhatsApp, the.
Twitter.
Because I've still been actively following the whole thing of what's going on. See the show, and I'll have a listen to that.
You listened to Drum Slayer?
Yeah, Dale was on it, you was on it, and Drum Slayer. And Drum Slayer makes me laugh, but not just that, he's got a funny way of saying something which is so right.
But do you know what? I can't believe he didn't wash his cab from July until, when was it?
March. No, it's January.
January.
Because the show, because we've all had this like, obviously with COVID, with TFL's total attacking.
Mind you, I criticised him, but I didn't clean my car from August. Until 2 weeks ago.
Listen, there's other things on people's minds, isn't there, other than washing cars. I mean, you can't be condemned for that. You can't be put up against the wall for that.
No. But he did tickle me when he said he got to the car wash and he had to ask how much for religious
reasons. For religious reasons. which, you know, it's Hanukkah. No, listen, he was absolutely right.
For religious reasons.
Yes,
that's, you should always ask for religious reasons.
I always ask up front how much it's going to be. That should be the first words you say when you go into a car wash, you know. Preferably with your car.
Yeah.
Not just you
not
going in.
Not just you going in.
No, no.
Because if you go in just on foot and on ask that, it could be perceived in the wrong way.
Well, I think they'll just phone an ambulance for you. They'll get you a job in TfL. So listening to the podcast, knowing that the trade is took another big beating.
A big beating?
With COVID,
the technical term is on its arse at the moment.
Well, and seeing so many cab drivers like this I know we've got COVID, but putting that is just something that's come along. And with the diaspora of taxi drivers working everywhere, all the different places.
Well, we heard from another one today, didn't we? We're going to hear from him in the show a little bit later. Yeah. Chris Wheeler, right.
Very
loyal listener to the show.
But it just highlights what I just said. It's like we've been scattered to the four corners of the working environment.
Yeah.
To safeguard.
Well, mostly to the four corners of the supermarkets, really.
Which just absolutely... I mean, I come back, didn't I? Obviously, I come back in July because I'm doing an operation and blah, blah, blah. And obviously, you get that, so... That's on a personal level, which could restrict my work ability. Mm. But I took on a job, not in the cab trade.
No, you was a Yorkie eating truck driver.
Absolutely right. And then obviously, as soon as I got the prognosis, is that the right word? Prognosis? Yeah. Or what they said it is.
Yeah.
Telling the employer, bad move. But no, for right reasons. Yeah. He just said, look, you're going to have to, you know, off down the road muttering at yourself, which I did. Julie just wanted to go and bloody job, didn't want it anyway. You know, we've all done it. No, because they're liable, really. So, although I was on a self-employed basis, they're still obviously, and obviously, they're friends, do you know what I mean? So, rightly so. It coincided with Christmas, and I had to get myself established into a permanent residence because I've been nomadic
for quite a few years now. You've been living in a motorhome.
Motorhomes, people's houses,
what's
garages.
Turned as these days a van dweller.
Van is very upmarket. That'd be conservative for me.
Upmarket because you had a motorhome.
But no, I lived in your garage, Jake.
Well, yeah, you did. You lived in a lock-up garage for a little while.
In a lock-up garage.
You lived in the cab chat studio for a while.
Absolutely right. I've lived in my cab. I even started my little van I'm currently driving around.
Mattress in the back.
Well, one of the mattresses is one of these yoga things. They're only thin. A little pink one. I loined it out
just
my niece's
get
house.
A pink one, right?
Well, no, it's my niece's. It's in her house, and obviously, so I've been house squatting or house.
Come on! Tell everybody where you've moved to now.
An old people's home. Now, what's wrong with that? Why do people laugh? Why do people laugh? They hear that. And everyone I've said, they said, oh, yeah, you're joking, Mark. I go, no, I live in an old people's home. They go, yeah, but where are you living? I said, yeah, still in that old people's home. I just mentioned 2 minutes. They said, what, an old people's home with, like, red cords? And I said, yeah, I've got them. What, and the smoke alarms and the pendant? When I said the pendant, they're just falling around laughing. I said, yeah, I've got a pendant. I ain't got it on me. But I'm one of life's walking wounded, right? I do. But not my health issues got me there. My age did. I'm over 60.
Yeah, because you've been saying you're 60 for the last 8 years, haven't
not
you?
Realising it yet.
Not realising you was only 52 8 years ago.
Hey, listen, it's a number. Time's abstract. I don't look 60. I mean,
you've been saying you're nearly 60 since I've met you.
I've always thought I was.
And when I first met you, you was only like 49?
That was round the waist.
No, 50. You was 50 when I first
round
met you.
Round the waist, yeah.
And you was telling me you was nearly 60.
I thought I was.
But you was only 50.
I just ain't got a clue. You know, if you ask, you know, it's just certain things you know, like Drum Slayer, like he's a technophobe.
Yeah,
I'm age phobe. Time to me is irrelevant. Time doesn't exist. It's just the way we imprison ourselves into.
Oh, there we go, deep and meaningful.
No, I'm just saying, it's just we imprison ourselves. Going, oh, I'm late for this. I'm late for that. When people used to jump in my cab, goes, oh, we're late for the 8:22. I said, why are you involving me in this? We are not late for the 8. You are late.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm on to jump lights.
What time's the next one?
That's all I say. Look, I'll do my best, mate. You know.
So, how long is it since you have actually driven a cab?
Well, I was driving cabs around, obviously delivering them and stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
But work-wise, how long is it since you've actually driven a cab?
I think it's been a couple of 3 years.
3 years.
No,
do you miss it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely.
I mean, it's been a year now, just over a year.
Hmm.
I mean, you think. It's now been just over a year since we went into a lockdown. And it was the 8th of March when I stopped driving a cab. And I miss it. I miss the freedom. Mm. The freedom.
Well,
I don't miss the traffic in London. But at the moment, driving around the Kent countryside is lovely.
It's lush.
It's lush. You know, and seeing all these places that I hadn't seen before. Because I lived down here for like 4 years.
Yeah.
And I was too drunk to sort of for the weekend.
That's the only time you've come to Kent.
to go out and see anywhere.
Yeah,
but
like, rotten.
It's like now, because I haven't had a drink for ages, like for a year. New Year's Eve 2019.
Was that Christmas?
That was last.
You made me thirsty.
That was last year.
I'm going to have a drink.
Not
now.
This New Year's Eve, just gone, the one before.
What was I there?
No, not New Year's, Christmas. I haven't had a drink at all. So driving around and seeing all these places and seeing how lovely it is, it's really nice.
Mm.
I quite enjoy it. But I'll tell you one thing that really surprises me, though, is how scared this government's made people feel. And I'm not going to sort of try to piss on anyone's bonfire by... You know, for those cab drivers that are expecting to go back to work soon, you know, there has been some good news because...
Can I just interrupt you there, though? I must say, although there's certain drivers that are saying since part of this, like, who have had to go off going up, I must tip my hat to the guys and girls who still worked,
yeah.
Been out there.
People like Saul.
Absolutely
every
right.
Every single day out there working.
You know...
keeping the trade going.
Absolutely right. And... Yeah. Loads who I don't know, and really a lot of them haven't really been politicalised. You know what I mean? Going, oh, don't do politics and all that. Well, now you're seeing what they're capable of doing.
Yeah.
Where the mass, I mean, and it is a high percentage of drivers, as I say, it's almost like not just because of COVID, the crap before that. You know, like you can't have a Euro 6 cab.
Yeah.
But a Euro 6 bus is okay, and a Euro 6 minicab.
Euro 6 bus is 52 plate buses.
I know there is. I know. I see a 53 the other day. I think, but then
that's a number 53.
Oh right, sorry. I had a number 50. You're right. It was
going across Blackheath.
It was. Yeah. And Blackheath, I can't go there.
You're not allowed to go there, soon. No, from October, you're a second class citizen. Sorry, mate. You can't go in. To Blackheath to go and have a walk around the park
because
it's for the rich only, the rich that can afford newer cars. Not if you've got an older vehicle, then you're not allowed in there anymore. Unless you want to pay to go in there, then you can pay £12.50 to go in
to go to the park, which is just around
the corner,
which is like obviously the South Circle, just up the road.
Yeah.
Place I used to always like go round Blackheath. I'd fall asleep Blackheath.
So effectively, if you live sort of like on Sidcup Road, which is in the Royal Borough of Greenwich, you're not allowed to go and visit Greenwich Park, which is in the Royal Borough of Greenwich,
Absolutely. Because
you're going to cross that line.
Well, if you're in Woolwich, stay in Woolwich.
Yeah.
Don't come into the nicer part down the Greenwich Peninsula.
Yeah, and all these LTNs, it's like environments for the rich, isn't it? Let's get rid of all that traffic and push it over onto the poorer people's streets.
But the other thing is the Blackwall Tunnel is inside the North and South Circular.
Yeah, and that's a through route, isn't it? So you've got to go all the way down to Dartford now.
Woolwich Ferry, but
since TFL, you know, has revamped that, and they're electric, these new boats, and they're, so I mean,
yeah, that's up and down where they're like, you know,
they've got three new boats, and yeah, normally there's only one running, if any.
Tides, and not just out of queues for it, you know.
And he'll charge for that.
I met a woman there the other day, just walked by, and I says, you know, what are you waiting for, the ferry? She says, yeah, whichever comes first, the ferry or me menopause. She's only a young girl.
Yeah.
It's either that or Dartford.
Yep.
Dartford Bridge.
Yep.
Which then you've got to come all the way along. So this isn't really, this extending of the ULEZ,
the ultra low emission zone.
ULEZ is, and not just that, if you've got the mayor as well, if he had his little, what he wants, is to get people from Bromley, when they drive into, say they're going Stratford, so they've got to pay, say they live in, obviously, say somewhere like, I don't know, just outside of Orpington, the other side of Orpington, but they're in Sevenoaks, so they've got to pay the £5 to get there.
Oh, to get inside the M25, that's what he's proposing.
Into the London boroughs. Yeah. So that's a fiver, then he's £12 to go into your...
I think what you want to do...
And if you're in an older vehicle, so let's like, just to go to Stratford, it's going to cost you this
much. Is he Trump's love child? Does he want to build a big wall around London?
Has the geezer ever run a business?
Obviously not.
I don't, you know...
Because normally you try to attract people into your business, don't you? And you don't try to restrict them from coming into it.
I don't think he's ever...
Mind you, he's run TFL into the ground, and he's got another £1.8 billion bailout from the government, hasn't he?
You know. So, like, he can't even run that even before COVID?
No.
Before COVID and the lockdown, he couldn't run it.
He'd already made it bankrupt before COVID.
Absolutely right. So,
and he's had billions and billions of pounds.
And then he's telling us, some people who are poorer than me, all right, I can afford it. But there's plenty of people who can't.
Yeah.
But they will vote because they will go, oh, it's Labour or it's Conservative. And they're not Labour and Conservatives no more. They're merged Liberals. And
but what I find quite funny about Carl...
And sorry, I interrupted you earlier on.
..is his push bike, you know, that he pushes around. Maybe that's the new term for a push bike, you push it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't ride it. What happens is he pulls up in the Range Rover with the security guards.
Yeah, the three Range Rovers.
Yeah, the two guards and the one that he sits in. And they get the bike out of the boot and then he pushes it into City Hall.
Yeah.
To make out he's ridden his bike there.
Yeah. Well, I've had that when people have jumped off a train at London Bridge at 4 in the morning, early doors, because I work late. I'll be there early doors and then someone will come out, push a bike out, and I think he had a punch or something, jump in the cab and you say, oh, wherever the Baltic Exchange or something, and I was chugging off there, and I go, he said, no, not Baltic, just left. I said, yeah, but you said you worked Baltic Exchange. No. And he just pulled the bike out and did the last lap of honour, you know what I mean, into the firm. So, but listen, I'm going to throw something out there, right?
Go on.
And I don't want to get a load of flack.
Go on. Well, you probably will. Whenever you've been on the show, we've always got loads of flack.
On the first day back. But, you know, the gentrification of places like...
Greenwich.
Well, that's always been a bit... But let's come out a bit from that. And Greenwich Blackheath. Manor Park in Lee and places like that. Yeah. And Hiver Green and all that. Some places where you felt overdressed years ago when you walk around between the Hiver Green tunnels, between Springbank Road and, say, the other bit of the station, you felt overdressed if you had 2 ears.
Yep.
You know, somewhere...
Especially if you had 10 fingers.
Listen, the girls around there had, like, love and hat on their thick knuckles. You know, it was like they had a little finger missing. A vicious place. Mm. And they've now gentrified that. And they, first of all, they started throwing in the low... transport neighbourhood, whatever they're called, them blocks in the road. So they've gentrified all that area. But they don't go to Lewisham and shop.
No.
They won't go all round that. So they're buying up all the stock, all the houses, building it all up, but they won't going to go, oh yes, old Tarquin's going to, well, does Tarquin go to the local comprehensive?
No.
No, he goes to some private nursery or some private thing. So they're not actually contributing, but then they're dictated because they are great letter writers, these people. Yeah. And they go, oh yes, I did, and just pushing us all out. But one thing I will say to them, they are tires.
They
do not spend any money at all, no. And they're all struggling. And they, do you know
what
makes
me laugh, right? It's when you look in their houses, and you know,
it's just a clone of every other house. It's minimalist.
There's nothing in there.
It's minimalist, nothing, and it's
nothing. They haven't,
you know,
got nothing.
It's them cuddling some. You know, look, I'm not out to.
A bit like your retirement home, because you ain't got much furniture in there.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing. I've got a bed in there, which is because I can't move. I've got all the stuff in storage, no one's around.
You're living a minimalist.
Yeah, but I don't. I think people call it like a couple of office chairs and some boxes with the Hoover turned up in.
Oh,
upside
right.
down as my table.
Oh,
but look, I've got a cooker, I've got a shower, I've got some red cords where I can pull off the wall.
And a pendant.
I've taped them up on the wall, the string thing, because I kept walking, you know the way I walk. I wobble sometimes when I walk, it's just the way the ankle goes on me. And I've grabbed the cable and like yanked it and nearly set it, but I managed to
But you interrupted me. What I was going to say.
Yes,
was
sorry.
Driving around and delivering, you know, food to the nation, as I do.
See, we're still giving. We're still of that giving nature.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Delivering food to the nation. It's amazing how petrified this government has made people feel, to the point where some of them won't even step outside their own front door. Some people won't even go in their own garden for fear of getting coronavirus. Getting COVID-19.
But do you blame them? I mean, they have been absolutely deluged with...
But what I was going to say was that, you know, a lot of cab drivers are expecting to go back to work. And I was going to say, there has been some good news in that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Citicorp announced that originally they said they was going to decrease their office space considerably. They've now said they're not decreasing their office space at all. Mm. They want to see 100% of their staff back in the office as soon as possible.
Cool.
Yeah. 80% of businesses, big businesses, that have said that they was considering decreasing their office space have now said they're not going to. For a number of reasons, they said you need this work-life separation thing.
Of course you
which
do.
You're not getting. And at the beginning of the pandemic, when people started working from home, they said they noticed that productivity went up, but they're now noticing the productivity is going down.
Yeah.
Because of there's no separation, you know, blurring of the lines between your private
employment.
Life and your work life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And also, they're saying that people don't learn anything sitting at home working on their own because there's no one there to teach them.
Yeah.
You know, no one senior or more experienced that could teach them or show them how to do things. So they want people back into the office. Of the 20% of the other big businesses have said that they're considering reducing their workspace slightly. And allowing people to work at home occasionally, not all the time. They want people back in the office most of the time. Also, Citicorp have made no Zoom Friday, where they don't want people doing Zoom meetings or any sort of video conferencing on Friday because they said that people are getting video conferencing fatigue. So it's making them tired, looking at screen and video conferencing all the time. Because obviously you're in front of the camera all the time. You're conscious of the fact that you are. So they've made no Zoom Friday at the moment from now on. So that's good news, right? So that means that gradually people are going to start going back in the office, which is going to obviously have an effect on the cab trades business because that means that, you know, there's going to be more people wanting to take taxis. But on the downside, a lot of people are scared of going out. Yeah, and so... Does that mean that when the theatres and pubs and restaurants open, that a lot of people that would have gone out are going to be scared to go out? Or is there going to be... I think initially there's going to be this mad rush when people are going, you know, clamber to get out. But then there's going to be those that are scared to go out.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a slight, you know, an initial burst and then a little bit of a tailing off after that until people gradually find it.
It'll find its own level eventually. The scare tactics which have been used, see, this is the problem. If you view an opinion, you're shouted down or cancelled, you know, straight, oh, you're anti this or anti that. Look, does COVID exist? Yes. Is it as bad as it is?
It's not as bad as MERS or SARS.
Well, it's a variation of the same thing, yeah. You know. And I don't know, in my 60 years, I've got over jaundice, pleurisy, pneumonia.
Being stabbed.
And that's enough about being married. Do you know what I mean? Cut myself, fell through glass roofs and all that.
Smashed your head on fairway bonnets.
Everything. I've nearly worked in cars, burnt myself, arced across the batteries, you know.
Breathed in diesel fumes. This is what cars. This is one thing I can't understand.
You remember spraying cabs, and I'd be sitting there and I wouldn't bother me.
One thing I can't understand.
Now, I'm not saying I'm superhuman or anybody, but look, some people are susceptible. Look, can you drink, and I'll put this challenge out to anyone. Anyone on this who's listening, if you can drink milk and it go and it's off, would you drink it? It's either a yes or a no. And two,
no.
Would it make you ill? Yes, well.
It's done you.
Well, funny enough, it doesn't me.
Yeah. But what I can't understand, right, is this advert on the radio at the moment with TfL saying about pollution and lower traffic, traffic neighbourhoods, and, they've got this kid going, asthma.
And
right?
It's caused by traffic.
How comes 20,000 cab drivers haven't got asthma?
Mm.
I've been breathing in diesel fumes for 30 years.
Yeah.
Right.
But then the argument to that is they would say, it's the same as smoking. There's a lawn of grass and you go over with a mower. Yes, you're not going to get every single one, but the majority are going to get cut. And do you want it to be the rich? Do you, fancy taking the rich? I don't know. The thing is that some people have got higher resistance, not to certain things.
Mm.
I've never had the flu jab ever. I've got one and a quarter lungs. I shouldn't be telling people in medical thing. I've got one and a quarter lungs, and I've got, I smoke. I started smoking at 50.
Yeah, that's stupid, isn't it?
No, I just had no mates. Do you know what I mean? And they're all the interesting people standing outside the pub. Everyone who's sitting in the pub who didn't smoke,
You don't like standing inside the pub. That's why you started smoking, because you stand outside.
I can see why everyone done it behind a bike shed and all that. You meet an interesting type of person. But they're social lepers now. You know, and this is the thing if you had the COVID jab, ain't you had the COVID jab? I ain't had the COVID jab. But they'll go, but you can get it and you can spread it and you can think, but you can have the jab and you can still get it and you can still spread it. So I scotch that with that. I've got no symptoms of it. And I've been doing the recovery work all through COVID. Every day I was going into work, taking my temperature, everything, usual stuff. Did I feel bad? No, I'm out. Meeting, greeting, changing cars, but different cars, different cars. Now, I haven't got it. Now, some people get it. Now, the living conditions I had as a kid was tough.
Yeah.
And maybe I got some a higher resilience. I had a little brother who died well before COVID, in his 50s, because of respiratory issues. Now, but he did have asthma and bronchitis as a child. I never see him till he was two. He didn't even green hospital for 2 years in oxygen tanks in the back of them days in the 60s.
Mm.
You know, steroids and everything. It killed the kid. It made him so weak. Now, my boy was born with asthma. Learned him to breathe in through his nose, out through his mouth. You know, just learn to, to build his lungs up. He's strong as an ox, the kid.
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
Anyway, talking about supermarkets, let's have a listen to what Chris has got to say.
Hi Jamie, good to hear your voice and the cab chat music again on the old airwaves. Hope you and all the rest of the team, past and present, are well. As for me, well, I started going back into the cab in London in September. But with winter coming up, I decided to take a job as a delivery driver for a well-known supermarket, beginning with a letter A in green. The vans, I have to say, are great to drive. Makes the old TX4 seem very ancient when I finish my shift. But I've never been a Charles Atlas type physique, and I do find it incredibly physical delivering. And we've got lots of flats where I deliver. I working with other cab drivers, as you can imagine, as well as the visual art technicians, people who've worked in theatres, and someone who's even a scuba diver instructor during the summer. Now, for the future, I feel that, like myself, diesel drivers could be in trouble. It just seems they just want electric. So I will just keep going, give it a year and see what happens. Wishing everybody good luck. Take care. Thanks, Jamie.
Cab Chat Radio Show. On the air, everywhere. Here at Cab Chat, we wanted to start a flash mob. But unfortunately, Mac the Cab took the word flash differently than we intended. What a cult.
Well, so there you go, that was Chris Wheeler. Yeah. And it appears he's delivering food to the nation as well.
It's what I was saying, we're just replacing into the caring, delivering something else for the public. Yeah. But as I say, it's like that big diaspora of like a workforce which has just been thrown to the four corners.
Yeah, but it's not just cab trade, is it?
But it's not cab trade, no. I mean we're highlighting.
Down where I am, it's like there's cab drivers, not just from London, there's like Medway, Maidstone, all around the area.
Working class, yeah.
Yeah, there was an aircraft technician there.
Mechanic,
an airline pilot.
All right, he's a bit upmarket.
There's driving instructors. Wedding photographers.
Yeah, loads of
all sorts of different people.
Yeah,
bus drivers, coach drivers. No coaches are doing any business at the moment.
No, it's funny, isn't it? It's just like but the MP
hairdressers.
I could do with it. Look at my hair. Look at my bonnet. Good job we're on the radio.
Yeah, mine's all right.
Yours are looking smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Very smooth.
Very smooth. Suits you.
No hair.
Suits you. No, suits you.
Yeah.
Suits you.
Don't go out in the rain. Might ruin my hairstyle.
My problem is if I go out in the rain, it fizzes.
What, like an afro?
Irish hair. It just looked wavy and it just looked mad. I look like a madman. That's why people say, you don't wear trousers, Mark. No, because have you ever noticed people with big moppers of hair, trousers and trainers are normally mad.
They're normally walking
around, shouting pancakes or throwing sticks at the moon.
Yeah.
Saying it's back, But no, I don't wear trainers and I don't wear trousers. Because of the hair, it just don't go.
Mm.
But getting back on what you were saying earlier, do I miss the cab? More than you can imagine.
So we Drumslayer last week and this week, good piece that we've got coming up from Drumslayer.
Yeah, so we won't
mention it.
No,
we'll talk about it later in the show.
We've already had
a listen to it. Yeah.
Heads up on it,
and maybe we comment on it after we've played it. Yeah, and because he does make me chuckle, he really does. I love his bits. I really do love Drumslayer's bits.
Yeah.
He's really good.
But what about the podcasts he's doing?
I like them as well.
Just keeping up. Yeah, he's got a certain.
Je ne sais quoi.
Going back to the France thing now, aren't you? A certain quality of excellence. He has got a certain way about it. And he's, I'm going to, did he mention it in last week's show or this week's show?
What's that?
He's retired or is there a retirement?
No, it's this week's. That's coming up in this week's show.
Oh, well, I've given it away a bit.
Yeah.
But that surprises me.
Yeah, he's older than you.
Yes.
That's saying something, isn't it?
Yeah, well. I'm older than Moses.
Yeah.
Moses' brother. I always say older than Moses, but it weren't. It was his brother who was meant to be like ancient. Sorry.
So you take one against Transport for London.
Yes, and, absolutely. Brilliant.
Fantastic win.
Yeah.
And the judge said that there wasn't any right of appeal, really.
When has that stopped, Calm?
Transport for London haven't really acted upon it, and they are trying to appeal against it.
Yeah.
And it's all gone a bit quiet, and we don't seem to know what's going on. I mean, the judgment was that the Bishopsgate bus gate was illegal, and you know that the Transport
illegal,
for London
illegal or unlawful.
Unlawful, I think it was.
Yeah, because this is civil. If it's civil, it's unlawful.
Yeah.
And if it's criminal, it's illegal.
But she said that Transport for London had rushed in all these LTNs and things like that under the
COVID.
Under the COVID. Excuse.
Under the mask of COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we'll talk about that in a minute, about masks. But yeah, so they haven't. They're apparently appealing against it, but no one's heard whether their appeal's going to be heard or whether it's going to be allowed.
Yeah.
Because she said she wasn't allowing the right of appeal, but it's up to the court to decide whether they're going to allow the appeal to be heard.
Yeah.
Also, Uber lost their employment tribunal.
This is...
And Uber are not abiding by
the judge's conclusions,
either.
The ex-TFL, Mr. Hayward, is it? Mr. Hayward?
Yeah, I think
he was the one who put it out on Twitter. But they're not doing it as from when they're... Only from when they're working.
Only while they're POB, only while they're on the job.
So it's a bit like they're off and on insurance.
Yeah, a bit like the on and off insurance, yeah.
So
they must have consulted our friend who spoke about the on and off insurance, and he must have advised them that they can have on and off
employment
laws and minimum wage. On and off in minimum wage.
Yeah.
So we've had on off insurance, so we've now got on off minimum wage, holiday pay and sick pay.
On and off
employment rights.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't think
so while you're doing a job it's switched on. And then while you're sitting there waiting for 5 hours for your next job, it's switched off.
Yeah. And someone put a very interesting... It wasn't me. I grappled with it. And they said, look, if I'm standing in the shop, I've got to go to a shop and I've got to stand in the shop and then no customers come in, I'm still getting paid.
Hmm.
Which is true, isn't it? I mean, if a customer walks in and I serve them and they walk out, I'm still getting the same money.
Hmm.
Uber's version of that is, no, you stand in the shop all day for nothing.
Yeah.
Someone walks in, they pick up and buy something, you serve them,
you get paid for that minute,
yeah. Or 2 minutes, or however long it is, because we can dissect the minute into a percentage of what it, a minute. Right, you're only getting paid, he walks out of the shop, that's all you get paid.
Yeah, that's all you get paid.
Look, as I see it, employment rights, it's not a la carte, it's not pick and mix. It's not, oh, I'll have a bit of this, I'll have a bit of that, I'll have a bit of that.
Well, it's not enough.
No, because when I talk to the tax man about what I do, and I pay my tax, and do you know what? I owe them loads of money. And I went on the government gateway thing the other day.
Mm.
And up until when I got my last tax bill, which was January, I was in advance. I got my last tax bill in, and now I'm in debt. But only to the tune of, now it should probably be about 60 quid. Because I pay them religiously every week a certain amount. Whether they want it or not. Yeah. I've never set up a direct debit, I've stand over. Oh, excuse me. And that's not a fraudulent cough. No, that come at the right wrong time. No, I'm being sincere there. Yeah, they get that every... But the funny thing was because my income, I never got furlough money at all.
Yeah.
So, like many other drivers, which is So, but am I the lucky ones? You know, some guys out there, and girls and guys, and families are struggling. Yeah. And they've got two jobs and stuff like that.
But I must say, it's not just taxi drivers. Not just, we talk about taxi drivers, but it's not just cab drivers whose families are struggling. But I think everyone's struggling. And it's not, you know, people are not just struggling financially, they're struggling mental health-wise, being locked in doors all the time, not being able to do anything, not being able to see their family, not being able to socialise with people. And, you know, we're going to be a country of agoraphobics. Yeah. We're going to be a country of alcoholic agoraphobics. By the amount of alcohol that I deliver to people, we're going to be a country of alcoholic, overweight agoraphobics.
And obviously, if you can't go in a pub because you ain't got a COVID jab or you haven't been tested,
you're going to carry on drinking at home.
So where you
can go to the park
and get
rat faced, puke,
barbecue,
and have a fight with a jogger,
kill a squirrel.
Yeah, kill a
Andrew,
squirrel.
We must credit that last gag to Andrew. I won't give out his full Andrew Lawrence. Very good Twitter guy and makes me laugh. Yeah. But yes, absolutely. So, can I put out a quick
shout out?
I
did a shout out last week to all the guys that are working at Alsford.
I'll
do it again this week. To all the guys working at Alsford, Phil, James, Jim, Andy, Tony, all really nice London cab drivers.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's more than that working there.
Wow,
there's another guy called Cliff working
in your place?
Yeah, another guy called Cliff. Down at Erith, there's about 60 or 70 of them working there.
Wow. This just...
Croydon, Carlos and Sylvia working down at Croydon.
No!
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
for the supermarket beginning with T.
This is what I'm saying about
just in blue.
The trade. Yeah. The trade, we need to, when this sort of like comes out.
Down at Enfield, there's loads working. As does down at, they don't sponsor us. I shouldn't have mentioned
that. No, don't mention
it. The one, the supermarket begins with A, that dress their staff in green. They're down at Erith. There's when the pandemic first started, 28 cab drivers went down there the first week and all got employed by them.
Wow.
On that same day.
Wow.
Dropkick being one of them, but Dropkick's no longer with them anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He decided that the Uber connection he could.
As I'm saying about Diaspora of the cab trade, I know there is other trades and other people, working class people who are in this. But what I'm saying is, because of Transport for London govern us and regulate us and stuff like that, and they've been giving us the short end of the stick.
Yeah, they should have furloughed us all.
They give us the short end of the stick with loads of stuff. Now, when we go back, we will go back.
Mm.
But let's not take no more shit from Transport for London.
No.
Well, they've been proven, and you say proven.
Proven
to be unlawful in their...
Yeah,
aggression again. I've called it aggression because it was just taxi drivers. I mean, who weren't allowed to use Liverpool. The Bishopsgate. We done the demos, and we got promised that we'd get access to it. Do you remember? And I don't want to say this and like seem as if I'm like. Go back to when me, you, it was a guy, Mark down at called a one-off chat outside.
Oh, it was Mark Tootles, a taxi. Tootle, Mark
taxi,
White.
Right.
Down,
Mark
down
White.
At Covent Garden.
Do you remember that, right?
Yeah.
And
Derek Stewart from Cab App turned up.
Turned up, yeah, absolutely.
Brian
right,
Rice.
Right, now that was just early days of Twitter.
Yeah.
It was just like...
That was about 2013, I think.
It was before that.
Twitter started... No, we started London Taxi Radio in 2012.
But it was before that.
Was it?
Yeah. It was before that, Joe. It was, I mean, Mark, with his...
No, it couldn't have been, because I had already interviewed Derek and Peter Shive at Cab App.
Okay, so that's the early days...
about 2012.
Right, so it was the early days of that.
2013.
Right, so it was the early days of that.
Twitter started 2000... Well, I signed up on Twitter in 2009.
Yeah. So it was the early days of that, where we just went along and we realised we were all singing from the same hymn sheet... And it's like the orgs and stuff like that. Look, we're all singing from the same hymn sheet. We might have different ways of putting it. Knowlton, what's his name?
Norton Folgate?
No, Norton Folgate. It's a place. No, I can never...
Norton Folgate?
No.
Lewis Norton?
Lewis Norton. Sorry, Lewis. Lewis Norton? I always call... do you know what? I don't know why
No longer involved with the RMT.
I know, but what a character. You could not... What a knowledgeable person about the trade. Same as...
Aunt Mavis.
Tootles. Aunt Mavis. You know, there is... Although we're seeing... And Trevor Merrill's... We can't, Angie, that whole lot of the youths, we can't say we're not all singing from the same hymn sheet, but we need to, when we get back, just, just attack. No, but we need to, because we're in the same cause, to get what we want.
Mm.
And that needs, and all these cab drivers have said, oh, don't get involved in politics, oh, don't go on demos and all that. Imagine how bad it would have been
if they'd all turned up.
If there wasn't people like that representing us and standing on the street and going on the marches and going on the demos and
stuff.
Remember
when we had the demos down at the Shard?
Yes.
Yeah, and we turned
that was
up.
A flash.
We turned up down there. Remember, we turned up down there that day. We was doing London Taxi Radio in the back of the cab.
Met Jan. Jan was there and all that. Yeah,
and
Jan.
We got a really perfect phone signal to do it when we was parked up down at Marshalsea Road. And you said, "No, we'll move down to St Thomas's Street."
Yeah.
Yeah. And we moved there and lost the phone signal and couldn't do nothing.
But that was coincides, funny enough, in the early days of doing outside broadcasts with London Taxi Radio, when we well publicised in advance that we were going to do a live show from the Oak.
Yep.
We got set up, lovely signal.
Yeah, and we got blocked by that Merc that was parked outside.
Absolutely right. So, they know that...
That's when we was going to have that Russell Howarth on the show.
He turned up. I mean, think of the characters who've turned up and come along.
Yeah, nowhere like that to do it anymore.
Absolutely right. I mean
you haven't even been to Great Suffolk Street recently, have you?
No.
No, apparently they was a bit naughty. They were serving people inside, apparently. So it's alleged.
Alleged, right.
And they got closed down.
Okay.
So it's all a bit desolate there at the moment.
A tumbleweed. But hey, listen, like Phoenix, they'll rise from the ashes.
Don't know whether they will this.
Well, this is what I'm saying. There's a lot of industries.
The Candy Street's gone. Bulldozers.
Yeah, I know. A lot of industries on the back of us. Even fleas have fleas on their backs.
Yeah.
I mean, like some in the cab trade, on their backs. I'm not being that nastily. They're like we're like the cows. Everything comes through our window, near side window.
Well, used to.
Used to.
That goes through a little electronic thing in the back.
But hey, there's still so many on the back of that. Which are now seeing their businesses being affected.
Do you know, going back to what I was going to say about masks, I wouldn't like to be a young person going out to nightclubs or going out, trying to meet
a
partner. I can't say a girl now. Well, I would say a girl because I'm heterosexual.
Yeah, I'm saying it from my perspective.
You see them with a mask on and they look all really nice and you think, oh.
But to be quite honest, when I was younger and I was going out, I wish a few of them did have masks on. before and after, mind you know, like some people shop in Harrods and some people shop in Tesco's.
Yeah.
Or other supermarkets.
You shop at a pan shop.
I've always been known. I've always been known to be the Lidl's. The rough end of the market. That's only because I could never pull a girl. I could never chat a girl up. You know what I mean? My accent then, slightly different to what it is now.
You had to go, you need to go back to the caveman days where you just bashed them over here with a club and drugged them home, didn't you, really?
Hey, listen, it's... you wouldn't want to drag some of the things I had. I'm not selling myself short here. It's just, there was some rough women years ago.
Well, still are.
I think
there's just some rough people around.
But they were always around. They were just when I was younger, the girls were sort of like girls, but like could stand their own. They weren't like these wilting violets who are easy offended and really verbal.
You need a safe place to go to.
Yeah,
let's go and sit in their safe place. And...
Yeah, but listen, it's we. Sit and we're not obviously the situation which has arisen recently. Yeah, when men look at it and go, yeah, women are getting shouted at from us, from building sites and cab drivers, people shouting out. I can remember that in the 60s.
Wolf whistles.
That used to be really, really a lot. And that's toned down quite a lot. There is, I've seen a lot of harassment of women on the streets when I'm cabbing, even coming up to the cab door, and they're going, give us your number. And I say, oh, mate, just get in the cab. You've had your chance. And they've been thankful for that. So the safe place you're speaking about, a black cab is always a safe place because doors are always open. You see the yellow light on, bang, just jump in it, and I've done it, gotten people out of minicabs where they've had arguments, women, but then again, there's so many women I've seen, semi-conscious,
getting in touts cars,
in our lifetimes, we've seen that, but
used to make me cringe.
Frightening, and the statistics obviously bear it out. When that was all going on.
The towers were, of course, replaced by Uber, weren't they?
They've been completely replaced by Uber, which, again, the true figures are not being released because it's Transport for London's love child.
Yeah.
It's their creation, and they cannot accept any responsibility for that they've done it wrong.
Mm.
And with the help of the Susie Lampley Trust and stuff like that, who campaigned, obviously, to get minicabs licensed and stuff like that, and now we're seeing they won't even the well, police when they're stopping
concern or someone the other week was advising people to go for their COVID tests and use Uber.
It's just the default setting now where government
they refer to minicabs as Uber now.
Yeah,
everything's referred to as Uber.
I mean, yourself, they refer to taxis. You see an ad and it say, "Oh, get a taxi." And it's an Uber. Do you know what I mean? Use a taxi. It's just the term has just been completely morphed into something else, which it isn't. It's not descriptive. And it's similar to I'm going to start a campaign where people stop referring to it as Hammersmith Bridge anymore. Come on. And then, but don't worry. Mayor's got to sort. He's going to sort that out because he's going to charge everyone for driving inside the surf, north and south.
If they hadn't spent all that money, wasted all that money on the garden bridge, they could have repaired it.
They could have repaired rebuilt most of the bridges, and they could have dug another bore in the Blackwall Tunnel or something.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing, as I say, people do not realise the
useless charge,
useless charge. How does it make it any better? I mean, hang on, you're going to get the money. It doesn't make the air any clearer. No, but we put more buses, and there's more empty buses, and we might insist that they've got to be electric. No, you're not
by 2037.
So who's paying for that?
We could only buy electric cabs by 2018.
Absolutely. And
they've got to be electric by 2037.
Exactly. So there's this double standard completely. And I don't think when we go back we should tolerate any of this crap. Because we've been through enough. And this cab chat again. Remember the demos? Demos and all that?
Yeah, we used to do the live demo shows, didn't we?
And I don't think... I'm not being militant. I'm not being...
If they want us to do that, if they go and have a demo now and they want to do... want us to do the radio show while they're doing the demo, they'll have to do it on my day off.
Of course. Work it all round. That's what I'm saying. We're all becoming...
Become a wage slave.
Becoming surrogate,
wage slaves.
Yeah, to everything, which... it just goes to show how we can adapt ourselves to circumstances which dictated by others, not by us. It's not a creation. Yeah. It's not a creation of our own.
I'll tell you what, though, delivering food to the nation makes you fit.
Of course it does. I'm not saying I could jump into a sprint very quickly. If I would, I'd be laid up all week. But our graft didn't hurt no one.
Yeah. I don't know. I've felt over the other week.
I don't know. I'll say that. It did, I did. I would say it did kill a few pit ponies.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Got to give our friend I Am Cabman, Mr. Rob Cardwell, mentioned.
Rob,
the
fact that
he's back on Twitter doing the quizzes and competitions. Good, and the yes. Who am I and where yeah. am I? And he's also doing.
That's the first thing I've. That's the first thing I say every morning I get up.
Yeah, who am I?
Who am I? Where am I? So yeah, good.
Yeah, he's back on Twitter doing the quizzes and bits and pieces. If you can follow us on Twitter, our Twitter username is CabChat @CabChat. You can find us. Also on Instagram, he's posting pictures on Instagram. Our Instagram account is, you go to Instagram and it's CabChat UK, because someone had nicked CabChat. It was probably me, and I've forgotten the password from when I registered years ago, and I can't remember what email address I registered it under either, so I can't regain it. And he's also putting them on Facebook, on our Facebook page as well. On
Do you know I've never used a Facebook?
On facebook.com/CabChat.
I don't use Facebook.
We're on there.
But it's a good form.
Of course, we're very shortly going on to YouTube as well. We're going to be on YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah, we're going to be on YouTube. I bought a new camera, didn't I?
We're going to be on YouTube.
We're going to be on YouTube. You have to get your hair done before we go on YouTube.
No, yeah. I do not look good on telly. But hey, yeah. I see you singing the other day.
On YouTube,
funny enough.
This morning.
Funny you should mention it.
I have today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the first video I put on the CabChat YouTube channel.
Yeah,
very good. The funny thing is, YouTube's got a new thing on it now that checks for any copyright issues.
Oh, well, that's...
yeah? And it didn't come up with any copyright issues this time.
Because you sang so out of tune, it didn't know who it was.
When I'd done that, the Elvis one.
In the Life of Me Gecko.
Yeah. That one got a YouTube strike, didn't it, when I put it on YouTube?
Yeah,
it got a YouTube strike. It said it sounded too much like the original.
Oh, there you go.
It's a compliment, really. Yeah,
it just goes to show.
Shit myself.
Who sang the one you just done then?
I don't know. Couldn't have been me.
No, I'm just saying the monster.
Monster Mash. Bobby Boris Pickett.
Well,
Boris Pickett.
You obviously don't sound like him.
I was working in the cab late one night when my eyes beheld a scary sight. The driver of the Prius began to slide, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he had a crash.
It was an Uber crash.
It was a crash. Yeah, so that was quite good watching that on the YouTube channel.
On the older thingy.
Was that this morning?
Yeah, I put it on this morning. Yeah, I put it on the other day, but I didn't know it was going to get any copyright strikes. And then I noticed they put this new thing on there saying that, you know, they would check it for copyright issues, and they checked it. So I deleted it and then put it back on again. And it chucked it and said there was no copyright issue, so I posted it.
Oh, right.
So, because what I didn't want to do, because before when we was doing the London Taxi Radio thing, we didn't care if we got copyright issues or strikes. But now with YouTube, if you get 3 strikes, they can suspend your account. So I didn't want to get any copyright strikes.
No, okay.
So when we put CabChat on YouTube, we can't have any music in it. As in, no copyrighted music, full songs. You can use
30 seconds.
Snippets. It's about 15 seconds of a song. Yeah,
because if you notice on television, you know, like changing rooms or something, you'll hear a bit of music. They do 30 seconds. If you time it, it's 30 seconds. They'll do a little clip of thing and they stop it just to get outside the copyright thing. 30 seconds. So. Yeah. You know, a lot can happen in 30 seconds. I used to conceive children in that time. Well, my wife has seen it. A lot can happen in 30 seconds.
But, so yeah, when we put it on there, we won't be able to use any copyright music as such. So, we still use some of our jingles and bits and pieces, but we just can't use any copyright music. Like, we can't play full songs on there and things like that. So, when we go on there, it'll mainly be like just some of the times it'll just be the chat. And in other times it'll be a video as well, and you know, because we're planning on going down to Plan Insurance and using their conference room to get everybody together and do catch up.
Where are they? They inside the LZ?
No, they're outside, so you ain't got to pay to go there.
That's lovely. Where is it?
Red Hill.
That's in Surrey.
Yeah,
lovely part of the world.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a lovely. Nice trip out.
A bit like me for today, coming out into the
country,
into the Kent countryside. Yeah. It's quite a joy.
Yeah. So I think on that note, we're going to go over and have a listen to what Drumslayer's got to say today, and we'll be back after old Drumslayer. So over to you, Mr. Mr. Drumslayer.
Thanks, Jamie. Hello, everybody. Drumslayer's back, and it's good to be back. Today, 23rd of March, Tuesday, it's now 23:04. And today, I had a most eventful start. When you get to my age, I get my old age pension this August, so there's a clue. You basically jump through all the hoops, all the obstacles, you've done most things that are going to come your way. But today, I had a new experience. You may remember, I think I've mentioned it before, that last January 2020, I got done for doing 24 in a 20 mile an hour zone in Green Lanes. After receiving my letter of intended prosecution from the police, I was cordially invited to a driving awareness course, which obviously I don't want to lose the points and pay the fine. I accepted. It was to be on April the 24th last year in the Barbican Thistle Hotel. Courtesy of COVID, that assignation was cancelled and I was invited to do the course on Zoom. That did not bode well with me because I have a technological version of dyslexia. I'm basically technophobic, and that's got nothing to do with LGBT. The word phobic can go behind lots of other words. My money was refunded, I think it was about 95 quid, and I believed that was the last I was ever going to hear of it. Then lo and behold, the police get in contact to say, well, you're being done for the fine and for the penalty points because you didn't attend the course. In a roundabout way, I'd become another victim of COVID, although thankfully not a fatality. So in my hour of need, I contacted John Luckhurst. Now, if that name seemed familiar, he's the retained barrister for the LTDA. And he had a phone number. And it was this place, this police HQ in Sidcup, where they do all the admin for the traffic offences. And he says, phone them up and talk to a policeman and you might be able to persuade them. Because he himself grilled me to find out possible ways how I could have done Zoom. And he says, do you live with anybody? I said, yeah, I live with my missus, just about. And he inquired, well, can she help you? Is she computer literate? I said, she doesn't even have an email. So he says, that is just what I want to hear. You are very, Drumslayer, you are very plausible. Not many people have said that to me in my life. So off the top of my head, I can't remember the name of this building in Sidcup. But I proceeded to ring the number and I spoke to a lovely young lady, really hard to imagine her in a police uniform. She listened intently to my plea of mercy. And you know what? She said, yeah, don't worry about it. I said, really? Would you put that in writing? 2 or 3 days later, I had it in writing that the charges were quashed. So let's fast forward to 2021. This January, I received another letter of intended prosecution. This time, I'd done again, 24 in a 20, Homerton Road and Lee Conservancy Road in E9. Same-o. I opted for the speed awareness course and I was given a date of February the 23rd. I think it was about 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, as I said, I suffer with technology, technophobia quite badly, but I managed to access the email they sent me and there was some links in it. And one of the links was Microsoft Teamworks. They don't do Zoom anymore, apparently, so it was Microsoft Teamworks. but I ignored the instruction, which was do not open an account. So I open an account, think I'm doing great, and then I read the instructions again, realize I've made a balls up of it. So the day before, this is the 22nd of February, I ring them and I says, look, I've got an account, I can't get it off, I don't know how to. And they said, look, you sound like you're a bit of a mess, we're going to cancel you for tomorrow and we're going to put you on Tuesday, 8 a.m, March the 23rd, so you've got a month to get your act together. So straight away I start to look on YouTube and try and Google how to get Microsoft Teamworks off a laptop. But even though I could read the instructions, I couldn't understand it. It really is like a dyslexia type of thing. I just didn't understand it. I would try and do a bit of it, but it just didn't make sense. So I was talking to our co-contributor on CapChat, Dale Forward, and she knew somebody who could do it for me. Gave me his phone number, doesn't live far from me. I rang him up and he says, yeah, bring your laptop round. Now, as it happened, coincidentally, he used to run a shop that fixed and repaired computers, and I knew him. He'd serviced previous laptops I'd had. So that was nice. Look, thank you, Dale, friends reunited. If you'd been a female, I could have called it a date. So my instruction to him is get the account off and get the app off. And what I'll do is I will eventually download it again from their link, not the way I did it before. He says, okay. So go to work one day, drop it off. It's ready when I return. Doesn't charge me too much, but enough. So about a week ago, I download the app, Microsoft Teams, from the link in the email from DriveTech, which is to do with the AA. They run these courses. The instruction says, do not open the app. Just on the day of the meeting, press the link to join the meeting. And I thought, right, and other people had advised me, Drum Slayer, don't get busy, do what you're told. So this morning at 10 to 8, I press the link, join the meeting, and lo and behold, there's somebody waiting for me. He's like a man from Yorkshire. So the instructor's from Yorkshire, and all the other miscreants are from London. And he signs me in, and he says, well, okay, now you're going to be waiting in a room, and eventually you've got to come and join us. I didn't really quite understand what he said, because I'm not technical. So when it gets to 8:15, I thought there's something wrong here. So I quickly ring up DriveTech, and I go on to their sort of technical advice, you know, press 3, whatever. And the automated voice says, if you do not hear from anybody in 15 minutes, if you're still waiting, you must close the call and then go back to the email and press join the meeting again. And I did that, and thank God I'm in the room. And this is for people that are like me, that are very, very unsure in this modern world. So I'm in and I can see all the faces of, I think it's 8 other people. One woman's got morning sickness and she says, I'm feeling awful. I'm going to have to go off. And he says, okay, come back when you're ready, but, you know, try not to be too long. The instructor's a guy from, I think, Yorkshire, and nice guy. But eventually he gave up on her and he said, look, we're not going to charge her again. She's obviously ill, and what we'll do is we'll, you know, reschedule her course. Although I did have the fleeting thought that if she'd rescheduled her intercourse, she might not have morning sickness this morning. Anyway, the course lasted about 2¾ hours with a 10-minute break in the middle. We're going to have a cup of tea. I found it extremely informative, very educational, and I actually said to Andy, the instructor, thanked him very much and said, do you know what? I've forgotten how much I'd forgotten. If any of you ever get the chance to go on one, I really would do it. I mean, I learned stuff. I didn't know that when you're driving down a road and it's a 60 mile an hour speed limit, for other vehicles it might be different speed limits. For instance, if it's an HGV, it could be 50. So although you'd go through it 60, if he goes through it 60, he gets a ticket. And the cameras not only know the registrations, they know what vehicles are being driven. Now, in my naivety, I've always believed that if it's 60, 50, 40, it's that for everybody. Also, the instructor suggested, because with me, I always seem to go slightly over. It always seems to be 24 and a 20. And I said, look, I've been driving 47 years. And in town, it's really always been a 30-mile speed limit. And my muscle memory, I'm just used to it. And I just go over it. And his suggestion, which I thought was, you know, pretty, why haven't I thought of it myself? He said, why don't you drive in second? You got an automatic? I said, yeah. He said, what do you do? What do you drive in? I said, drive. He said, go in second. Now, I've only ever used second for hills, slopes, inclines, bad weather. So today I've tried it, and it does feel a little bit uncomfortable, and your cab does feel more sluggish, but there's no way you're going to go over 20, that's for sure. Also, it surprised me that most fatalities are on urban roads. I think it was 65% urban roads, but only 5% on motorways. I was so surprised, because I consider motorway driving highly dangerous. Yet Andy, the instructor, said, we've got the safest motorways in the world, in the UK. And then he told us the death figures last year for the UK, and they were surprisingly low. I think it was about 1,200. Whereas the casualties, you know, those badly injured or not so minor injuries, was quite a lot higher. But Andy was explaining to us that the reason why the fatalities is so low is because the cameras and lowering the speed limits has really helped save lives. So there we have it. Lives are being saved when it comes to traffic. And as quick as they're being saved, COVID is taking them. It's like fate is giving with one hand and taking with the other. And on that bit of amateur philosophy, I'm going to bid you all farewell. And God willing, chat to you all again soon. Bye all.
Listeners, because we think we are great. So if you like our station, then please go tell a mate. If you can get some of your pals to tune into our show, we promise we will have a day with Ginger Nuts and Coco.
Oh, I do love Ginger Nuts. Oh, fucking love Ginger Nuts.
On your phone, iPad, tablet, and the internet, Cab Chat Radio Show.
Well, there you go. That was Drumslayer.
Yeah.
Drumslayer. And his contribution for this week. He's the only one this week that's contributed.
Well.
Unfortunately, Dal had her phone stolen out of delivering food to the nation van. While she was at work. So she couldn't record anything this week. And Dan from Plan's gone a bit quiet. Where are you, Dan? He's not done anything for a couple of weeks.
It's been weird for everyone.
He's not just got a lockdown haircut. He's hairstyle. He's got a lockdown
beard.
I think he's got the beard and all. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen,
I don't know where he's shaved it all off yet.
We've all gone very neothondrical. Is that the right word?
Neothondrical. Whatever. It is.
Oh, but anyway, yeah, big bushy beards and hair all over the place, and that's just the women.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, that's without
could do with a good shave. Yeah,
I need a good shave, honestly. Yeah. A good shave of the head.
Looks like
that.
It, yeah.
It's like I don't know whether it's a mullet or a wedge or a, I'm encompassing all the hairstyles that I've ever been about. That's it. So
Drumslayer was mentioning that he's a pensioner now.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And what else was it we were going to mention from his piece this week? I can't remember.
Well, his fact that he's a technophobe.
He's a technophobe, yeah. And he was advising people to go on a speed awareness course. I don't really want to go on a speed awareness course. I don't want to get any
And
course.
Driving around in second gear.
You might need a new gearbox soon.
What's he driving?
a TX2, which is on its last legs anyway. Yeah, it's well, almost coming off the road. I think July, August, it comes off the road, I think.
Well, the paint's coming off it.
From the car wash.
So he's losing the gearbox, he's losing paint,
he's losing
his points.
He's losing his points.
And he was talking obviously about that place in his cup's Marlow House.
Marlow House, yeah, that's the place, yeah.
You know, and he's talking about a lovely woman on the phone.
Yeah.
Sounded lovely on the phone, as we know, as they sound lovely on the phone.
Yeah.
Add 5 stone.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily fact, but it's just what's happened to me.
It's all saying. Yeah.
It's what's happened to me on more than three occasions.
Yep.
One time, chatting, thought she was lovely, chatting away, everything. When I eventually met her, it was a hen.
Really?
And that's genuine true. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's genuine true. Nothing connected with the cab trade. Had a very effeminate voice.
Really effeminate voice.
Which I quite like. I like people's voices. I listen intensely to people's voices. I think certain people have got character in their voice.
Anyway, we've got to round it and wind it up because people don't like long shows these days because they haven't got a very long concentration span. So you wanted to do some shout-outs, you said.
Well, only one shout-out, really, other than all the cab drivers and everyone who's kept loyal to the trade, and obviously, thank you. Just all the ones who fight our corners.
You wanted to give our listener a shout out.
Yes, there's one particular listener I met.
We've only got one listener, haven't we?
I met while I was at a phone shop the other day, standing outside a phone shop, and I've forgotten her name. It's Christ. But anyway, I can tell you since he'd come, she reckons there's good deals in the window. There was good deals in the window, that's why I was looking.
Yep.
So,
but you had a mask on and told you was going to rob the place, didn't you?
I did, yes. She says, can I help you? I said, no, I'm just shoplifting. I said, I'm intending to rob the place. But I didn't have a mask on. It was one of them
Batman.
And she found it funny, which was quite nice. Yeah. Anyway, so quick little chat. That was all. That's all we saw.
So you convinced her to listen to the show, have you?
I've mentioned the show. Said I was looking for a new phone. And obviously just laughed hysterically when I showed her what phone I had.
Oh, so you're going to get a new phone, are you?
I'm going to have to upgrade it to a better one. One of them anyway.
Yeah? So what are you going to get? So what are you going to get? What phone are you going to get?
I'm trying to think of the name of the company. It was it's a phone shop in Sidcup High Street. And
You can't mention the name of the company unless you're going to pay.
Well, I'm going to try to get a deal on my next phone. So,
all right, so go on then. You can mention it.
So, listen. So I won't mention it until I do get a deal. How about that?
So, but what phone are you going to get?
I'm an iPhone man.
So you're going to get the iPhone 12?
No, never. They look very big to me.
The iPhone 12 is the same size as my iPhone 10.
Oh, right, okay. That seems manageable, but if it fits in my shirt pocket.
That's an iPhone 7.
Yeah, I might go for the 7. Oh, I don't need to move up.
Don't do the 7 anymore.
Might be one in the window.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just going to move up. I'm not going to upgrade. And
get one with a bigger memory size as well, like 128 gig or something like that. So,
of course,
actually record stuff and leave it on there.
That is definitely what. Because what was happening with my old phone, especially when I was in France,
it's locking up.
And also in another part of Kent, I was in. That's why it says shut off the notifications for the WhatsApp thing, because every now and again the phone would go out of service, but then when I turn the phone, I'd get in service or something, or it would just crash, bombard the whole phone with WhatsApps and tweets and all that, and I'd try and open the phone and it just locked the whole phone up. So I went in and deleted all the memories. You best can do is bless up.
So you're going to upgrade yourself and come into the 21st century?
I'd like to.
So we've got to wind it up this week, and so we'd like to say thanks for listening. And if you want to get in touch, it's just go to the website, really, and all the details are on there, which is cabchatshow.uk. So just go www.cabchatshow.uk. You can find us on Twitter at cabchat, or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/cabchat.
That's easy for you to say. Shall we do another show?
Yeah, I think so.
Shall we? So obviously, I don't know when these are going to go out.
It's going to go out every Monday from now.
Every Monday. So every we're going to, so
we're going to do one next week again.
So next week, no problem. So
it's goodbye from me.
Definitely goodbye from him.
All right then. So see you later.
Yeah, see you later. All the best. Good night and God bless. And be safe and be lucky wherever you are.
That's another show over and done with from the team that have great faces for radio. If you could see them, you'd know what I mean. So until next week, be lucky.